bring any knife to school, he could do Junior in.
For what?
But he fooled with your girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means you got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you on?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. We gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I avoid?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me? Uh-uh.
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pin from them, and they can claim a reward later using that same pin.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 308-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9. FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
This morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. It is Monday, the 11th of November, 2024, and you're on the clock with Erin Green on this day that some of us have dubbed Valley Boys Day. Well, November 1st, all the Christmas music started playing in the Bahamas. November 1st is Junkanoo straight through. And I think that this is a great way, right, to begin the Junkanoo season by... You begin the Junkanoo season with best of the best, right? Like you end the rake and scrape season and slide into Junkanoo season. The best of the best is scheduled at the beginning of November. I heard that it was a wonderful turnout. Also, you know who had a wonderful turnout this weekend? I went to an event called Healing Spaces, Remembering Through Visual, Sound, and Movement, an exhibition by Alexandria Robinson featuring Omar Williams, spoken word poets, Ali and Rose, and Ubuntu Bahamas. It was Saturday night at the Gallery and Wine Bar at Nassau Cruise Port. It was a wonderful time. The individuals who curated the space and the event within did an excellent job. And let me tell you what I mean by an excellent job. Somebody curated a space for an event called Healing Spaces, Remembering Through Visual, Sound, and Movement, right? At that event, I'm sitting at the back of the room. It's a packed house. And a gentleman walks up to me with a smile on his face. And I look at him and he's familiar to me. The kind of familiar where I automatically feel shame that I don't remember exactly who this person is, but they are so familiar to me. They embraced me. They said, it's a pleasure to see you. And then there was a mischievous smile, the smile that comes upon someone's face when they know you don't know where you remember them from, but you've treated them so like warmly, right? And he turned and I was compelled to turn and walk out behind him. And as I turned, I said, yeah, that's the spiritual advisor. And the spiritual advisor stopped me to say that, hey, despite the sort of turmoil and conflict in the space, remember always I consider you a sister in the body of Christ. And he reached out to me and said, hey, I want you to not be disturbed. Do not let your spirit be disturbed by the things that are being said, right? And these things happen when the individuals responsible for creating a space and curating an event are sincere, they are entrenched in the themes of the event, and they want to create a space for as many people as possible to experience the theme of the event, which in this case was trauma and, well, healing, you know, after trauma. And so I want to say good on you, everyone involved, in particular, Alexandria Robinson. You should go, guys should go check out the exhibition at the Gallery and Wine Bar. Okay, another note before we get going. I want to say condolences to the family of Douglas Stanford Store. Douglas Stanford Store was a regular listener on Guardian Radio. And so I benefited, right, for being on this station. He became a regular listener of my show. Mr. Store, when he introduced himself to me, said, "Miss Green, I want to thank you for the attention that you pay to traffic and driving culture, because I have been the victim of several very bad traffic accidents." See, he was a runner, a professional runner, and one Boxing Day morning, he was hit by a driver. It did not stop him from running, but it certainly had great physical impact on his body. He was a cheerful man. Whenever he saw me, he encouraged me with this all positive energy. And I want to say one more time, or for the first time, rest in peace, Douglas Stanford Store. Okay, here's another note. I saw a video this morning. At the intersection of Collins Avenue and Arundel, I think the person in the video also at 7th Terrace. 7th Terrace goes east onto right and becomes Arundel Street. There is a massive crater in the road at that intersection. It's one of those camouflage potholes. You won't see it until your tire is in it. I think we should name it John Cena, but it requires urgent attention. It is massive. Also, if you're traveling in the east and you are using Johnson Road, roadworks have begun. I don't know if they are actually working on the road today, but yesterday they cut out those squares around all the potholes. So let's hope that in short order they are back to repair said potholes. Now, these are the very same potholes that I told you all I was running a betting program. I mean, I'm not licensed to run a betting program, but I almost hit to the day when those potholes would need to be repaired. See, with simple observation, driving past these patching sites, I was able to determine that these were truly temporary patches. And alas, the road done mashup again. Okay, we've got lots to talk about, everything what's in the news and what was in the news last week. So I want to start with three stories that were in last week's news, and then we are going to fast forward to today's newspapers, including the story. We got the story headline in today's Tribune is "Officer in Colby Davis Car Incident Attempted Suicide." But I'm actually going to play the news clip from the Nassau Guardian for that story when we get to it. Rattlesnake sighting in Eleuthera as authorities working to protect island. Union set to meet on strike strategy. Family Island population decline not new. In today's Guardian, PLP makes ready for next election. And then this headline in the business section: Morton Salt may be down for months. So lots to talk about. The numbers to call: 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720, toll-free for Family Island listeners. And the text line, 422-GR96, that's 422-4796. Let's go to the text line. "When I greeted someone who I had never met, but I called by name, he said to me, 'How are you? I've not seen you since the last time I saw you.' I know he did not know who I was, but he managed to make me feel like somehow he must have remembered me from somewhere. It was comforting. It's a real skill." And for the new and budding politicians, yeah, I see this story, Guardian, PLP makes ready for next election. This is something that you all need to study. How is it that leaders like Pindling, Ingram, Christie made people feel like they were their family members? they had enough context clues to make you feel like you were in fellowship with them. I know he did not. Okay, we're going to go to the next text. Great show as usual. Trump is enforcing the border czar. If that is anything like the avatar, y'all in some problems. We're going to talk immigration. That's not a pothole. That's a sinkhole. Yes, it is. It is a massive. Well, see, it doesn't look massive on the surface. But when the camera turns into the hole is actually, it's like a cavern. Like the earth, the aggregate underneath the asphalt has just melted away. It says that hole on Collins Avenue is new. One of the utility companies was working there yesterday. See, this is why CCTV is so important. So when public infrastructure is damaged, we can easily identify who is responsible for said damage. Okay, so we go into this story very quickly. From Exuma, this is from the RBPF traffic report. Police investigate traffic fatality. The report was posted on the 4th of November. Police in Exuma are investigating a fatal traffic accident that occurred before 3 p.m. on Saturday, November the 3rd, claiming the life of a male driver. Initial reports indicate that the accident took place on Queens Highway in Bahama Sound and involved two vehicles, a navy blue Dodge Caravan with a single male occupant and a white Nissan Note with two male occupants. Both vehicles were traveling east when the driver of the Note attempted to overtake the caravan, resulting in a collision that injured the occupants of the Note. Emergency medical services responded to the scene and were unable to find any vital life signs from the 52-year-old driver. The injured passenger was taken to the clinic for medical treatment, and the driver of the caravan is assisting police as investigations continue. I want to stick on this for a second. See, the vast majority of our issues with driving are all about attitudes and what we think we are allowed to do on the road, right? We refuse to acknowledge that there's an offense called obstructing traffic. If you are in a dual carriageway and you are driving at a speed and you know that you are maintaining that speed because you don't want nobody to overtake where they think they go and why they want to speed, you are obstructing traffic. If somebody is attempting to overtake and you speed up just because you don't want them to overtake you, you're obstructing traffic. We have brought entirely wrong attitudes behind the wheel. See, fortunately for me, I had an insurance agent who told me straight to my face, if I look at a police report and I determine that you are responsible, or I discern that the police officers responsible for producing the report have not picked up, right? They've made a mistake and they don't realize who is at fault. I can turn you into the police myself. These are tools in our society to help people moderate behavior until they understand why it's important to moderate their own behavior and they commit to it. All right, I'm going to go to another story before we hit the Tribune headline. This is another, I think, important story. I've not seen this story in the Tribune or the Guardian yet, but Eyewitness News and Our News have covered this story. It is the story of the video of a sexual assault of a young boy committed by other young boys or young men. So there are two headlines I have for you. These are both video stories. The first is from Our News, and I may have these incorrectly labeled, but police investigating sexual assault of a minor. Our News, 6th of November. Police are urgently searching for a group of young men after a disturbing video circulated on social media over the weekend. The second story, another video story, Hannah Martin, Reed, troubled by viral sexual assault video. Eyewitness News, 7th of November, 2024. I have a number of questions I want to put on record about this incident. The first is, I went to the Royal Bahamas police force's website to look for the crime reports to see if I could find a crime report for the incident so I could ensure that I have the details as the police have published them, right? I couldn't find anything, but I found this, and I am not sure if this story is related, and I'm not sure if it is. So here we go. It was captioned arraignment. It's from the RBPF crime report, 8th of November, 2024. Police wish to inform the general public that on Friday, the 8th of November, 2024, a 19-year-old male will be placed before the magistrate court at 10 a.m. for rape. This is in relation to an alleged sexual incident that took place on Saturday, the 2nd of November, 2024, in Northern New Providence. But I am not certain, and I can't be certain, if this crime report is a report for that specific incident. So we know the video had been circulating on social media. We know that it involves a group of young men sexually assaulting a young man. But we don't know the nature of the assault, right? Was it groping? Is there rape involved? Was it anal penetration with an object? Was the young man forced to expose himself or forced to masturbate on film? Now, what I gathered up to Saturday was that no one was in custody. But reading the Eyewitness News report, it says that police have identified some of the perpetrators? Possibly. And so the two stations, I'm not questioning the disparity in information published by the different stations. I just think that we need a crime report, an official statement from the police detailing what happened and what can be published, right? What can be exposed to the public. And some questions. Is this just bully culture? Or is this a new element of gang culture? Has gang culture now including sexual violence as a tool to punish, to embarrass, to shame, to moderate others? We don't know when and where the incident took place. We don't know if it took place after a school event. We have no idea. And another question I have after sitting and asking all of these questions, and just recently joining TikTok and seeing a proliferation of clips being disseminated, taken from the shock treatment program. Are programs like shock treatment disrupting or perpetuating bully culture? Are programs like shock treatment, are they disrupting bully culture or are they perpetuating bully culture? I got a couple of texts here. Texas, or is it just nasty? Well, it's beyond nasty. It's heinous. And it's time for us to stop and reflect, right? First things first, where are these young people getting these ideas and behaviors from? Now, people are going to say automatically from TV, from that phone, from them electronic devices, from social media. That's where they're getting these ideas from. I want to stick a pin right there. Even if that's where they're getting the ideas from, what they experience in their family life, in their home life, in their community life, in their church life, in their school life, should counteract all of that. The things that are being poured into them by others around them should negate, counteract, show them that those things that they are absorbing through social media are reckless, are foolish, are detrimental, right? Are to the whole, to the individual. And so you could sit and blame social media and all the violent content that they have access to. But you must still acknowledge that you are not fulfilling your obligation to create an environment in which, if they have to all on their own, they can determine and discern that those things that they're absorbing from social media are negative and they need to leave them right there. It has become political rhetoric now that the young people are responsible for crime. Over the last 3 to 4 weeks, we've heard almost every single state actor, members of the judiciary and those affiliated with the judiciary through their positioning in the executive and the legislature, all suggesting very boldly to us that it's young people who are the problem and they idle hands. But see, if I go to this story about the minimum wage being unacceptable, Mitchell, and Pia Glover's role increase and discourage workers too high, it's plenty idle hands out there, but where's the study to show that it's the young people who are responsible for the crime? And anytime somebody throws that political rhetoric at you, that it's the young people, the reckless people, they're too idle, ask them to show you the study. Another text here that says, is Douglas Storr the ex-policeman who called the show regularly to speak about running marathons? I think he is, absolutely. Is this a result? Is this a recent assault? Oh, November 2024. I heard a very similar story some years ago that happened at a school, and it was rape. As reported to me, it seemed to be an initiation of some sort. We have reached a horrible place. If gangs and formal social groupings have determined that it is permissible and acceptable to use sexual violence as a tool to punish, to chastise, to shame others, especially young children like them, this is the most disturbing and dangerous occurrence. And I want to advise, I'd like to advise the state to take time and to consider how their words, their actions, the political culture that they're responsible for perpetuates an environment where young people think that it is acceptable and tolerable to use sexual violence to moderate the behavior of others who are supposed to be beneath us but refuse to acknowledge their status in life. We're going to transition now. Producer, let's play the clip from Bonitude. The story in today's Tribune is officer in Kobe Davis car incident attempted suicide. But we're going to play the clip from The Guardian. It is coming up in a moment.
One. National Security Minister Wayne Monroe has confirmed reports that a police officer facing a legal challenge and who was once involved in a controversy involving Energy Minister Jobeth Kobe Davis attempted suicide earlier this week. According to the police report, family members found the 38-year-old man hanging from a cord inside a home on Pinkasia Avenue off Lady Slipper Drive around 7 Monday morning and quickly cut him down. He was transported to hospital in an ambulance for further medical attention.
Yes, as an attempted suicide of a, I don't know if he's former, he's an interdicted policeman who was found on the case of the police with dangerous drugs, and he faces a trial for that. He is the officer who was involved with the incident with the minister that was caught on camera and resulted in what happened there, because the whole event was caught on camera. And so that that was how the matter with the minister was resolved, because fortunately somebody had recorded the whole thing.
In May 2022, the Police Staff Association said in a statement that an officer was assaulted by a female driver during Carnival. The PSA did not identify the alleged driver, but claims circulated on social media that Colby Davis was involved in an incident. She denied claims that she knocked down a police officer at the Carnival event. The officer is currently facing charges unrelated to that incident.
There are pressures. And what people have to understand is you have a responsibility. If you have a loved one and they are subjected to things that could cause pressure, they're having money problems, they're having legal problems, they're having relationship problems. You have to be aware that these things create stress. In the prison, that's why, in the correctional institution, that's why we brought on the psychiatric staff and trained the officers. Because, of course, being incarcerated would create a shock. So when people are suffering relationship issues, when they're suffering financial issues, when they're suffering legal problems and challenges, that can tend to affect you mentally.
There has been an increase in the number of suicides and attempted suicides reported in the country. Health Minister Michael Darville recently revealed there are as many as 400 suicide attempts a year.
I have seen in the police reports too many attempted suicide reports from a 14-year-old girl who attempted suicide because her mother told her she wasn't worth anything, to a 21-year-old woman in Abaco who attempted suicide because she said she felt nobody cared about her. I see too many, and it seems like there's one at least every other week, if not every week, and that's telling me that there are stresses, a lot of them related to self-esteem, related to legal problems, related to financial problems, related to relationship problems. And so when this happens, we have to, as a community, try to be a little bit more caring and a little bit more loving.
Reporting for the Guardian News Network, I'm Vonnie Tude.
Very much, producer. You know what's a stressor? Being involved in a major incident and realizing that you have been invisibilized by the state. We don't know the name of this officer. We don't know his name. The second point I want to make is the Minister of National Security, also the Minister of Social Services. Does he have training in this field? Again, I think it's important for state actors to measure their words and to not speak recklessly, because it appears as if you create narratives that suit your agenda. We need to know the name of the officer. We need to see the video that you say vindicates the minister. Why can't we see it if it vindicates the minister? Let's go to the phone line quickly. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron Coe.
Good morning. How you doing?
Wonderful. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Happy Good Valley Monday. Boys Day.
Hey, Valley in your belly. Anyway, Aaron. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, the music you started your show with. Mm-hmm. Man, you needed to let that play a little bit more. Oh, that gave me goosebumps, and I started jumping. My whole vehicle was rocking.
I can tell the producer.
So what I want to say is, listening to what you're saying, right, brought to mind that any time someone is caught up or find themselves in a mix with a politician or a high-ranking someone, somehow that person always end up on the wrong side. Like, some always pop up for them to be accused of. And I find that very suspicious. I may be wrong, but I find that, look at the young lady on the island that they were talking about with some high-ranking somebody.
You mean?
Not the police officer. And there was someone else who, like, anytime they're caught up with high-ranking people, they always wound up, and it's usually always like a drug accusation or weapons accusation always pops up on that same person that had the issue.
You mean like the Chikchani of Andrus?
Yes.
Okay, that's all.
You don't find that very, very curious?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Think about it. And if you have the opportunity to look back at persons who were implicated in anything to do with a high-ranking somebody and see what end up happening to them. Mm-hmm. They always end up with a charge for something or another. All of a sudden, they were good people, you know. They were good people all along until that incident happened. And then all of a sudden, they're the big bad wolf. I find it very curious.
Thank you very much. It would be easier for the state to engender a sense of trust in state mechanisms if state actors would stop abusing state mechanisms and ignoring state mechanisms, particularly those that are intended to ensure the integrity of systems. These are all important things. I'm going to go to the story, bail granted to senior cop accused of rape, as soon as I read these texts. The text says, gangsters and crooks. That's what they are. That's a lyric. I thought I heard that before in a song. But it's unforgettable. That's what they are. No, sorry, it's a wrong song. Wrong song. Another text. Didn't the police officer require medical attention after the alleged use of a car as a weapon incident? Yes, I think that it was reported that the officer required medical attention after the incident that occurred that was captured on film by somebody, but we, the public, have never been given access to the film so that we could verify as a matter of trust that what the state says happened, happened. Okay, we're going to go to this headline. Bail granted to senior cop accused of rape. 8th of November, 2024. A senior-ranking policeman accused of raping a 25-year-old woman while on duty was yesterday granted $9,900 bail with strict conditions. Prosecutors alleged that Kyle Capron, 42, the commander of the K-9 unit, committed the crime on October 23rd in an unmarked police car after the woman asked him for a ride. At the bail application, Tashura Ambrose, who said she was objecting based on instructions from the acting DPP, asked that Capron be kept in custody because the complainant was in fear as a result of attempts by Capron and his family to contact her. Ambrose alleged that Capron went to the woman's home on the day of the incident and tried to call her. He also sent her a WhatsApp message saying, quote, "I wouldn't believe this. Don't do me dirty like that," close quotes. Ambrose alleged that Capron's relatives also tried to contact the complainant. In his ruling, Justice Neil Braithwaite said, the case was unusual because there was a, quote, familial nexus between the complainant and the applicant by virtue of the children of the complainant, who also have a relationship with the applicant's wider family. It is unfortunate that any attempt to contact with those children might involve contact with the complainant, close quotes. Braithwaite ruled that Capron didn't pose a risk to the wider public and that conditions could be put in place to mitigate the risk of contact between him and his accuser. What conditions are more effective than integrity? Capron will have to wear an ankle bracelet, sign in at a police station twice a week, and surrender his travel documents. He's also banned from contacting the complainant himself or through his agents. Capron was also admonished to make all relatives aware that any attempt by relatives to influence the accuser could be viewed as a breach of bail. Capron has been suspended from duty pending the outcome of the case. He was represented by Bjorn Ferguson. There are many very interesting things in there. In particular, that any attempts by relatives to influence the accuser could be viewed as a breach of bail. This story, I had been waiting to see whether the senior officer involved's name would be revealed to the public. At this moment, I would like to note that we still that the name of the individual who was driving the vehicle belonging to a senior judge, per the Tribune article, has not been named yet. The person driving the vehicle belonging to a senior judge, as reported by the Tribune, the name of that individual has not been revealed to the public yet, despite the fact that the collision resulted in a fatality. Now, producer, when you come back from the break, play the song you started the show with. The call is it right here? Oh, my goodness. Pull your car on the side, listener. But keep your seatbelt on. We're going to a break. You guys stay tuned to Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. On the clock, we'll be right back.
This November, the Nassau Guardian is celebrating 180 years. And we want to thank you, our loyal readers, for helping to make this one of the oldest newspapers in the region. We want you to be a part of our Vision Challenge giveaway promotion, beginning October 28th through November 22nd. All you need to do is find the hidden Nassau Guardian 180 years logo, printed every day in the Nassau Guardian newspaper, and you could win prize money. Just purchase your daily Nassau Guardian newspaper every day, beginning Monday, October 28th. Find the 180th Nassau Guardian logo, cut out the page, mark the spot, write your name and phone number on that clipping, drop off your entries at our offices on Carter Street in Oaksfield, and every Friday, November 1st, November 8th, November 15th, and November 22nd, one drawing will take place. It's that simple.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner today.
It turns out that there's more than one special gift to give that special someone this Christmas. Consumers are searching for the perfect presents and the right prices, so what better way than to place your products or services in the Nassau Guardian's Holiday Gift Guide? This year's Christmas shoppers will be sure to find that special something for everyone on their list. For an all-inclusive price, you can have your ads published twice in December in the Nassau Guardian's Holiday Gift Guide, in addition to 10, 15, and 30-second commercials, and not to mention a web ad on the Nassau Guardian's website. Advertising deadline is November 29th, remember. For more information, contact your sales agents or call the Nassau Guardian Advertising Department at 302-2300. That's 302-2300, and ask about our Holiday Gift Guide Media Bundle. You won't want to miss this opportunity. Ring in those holiday profits by placing an ad in the Nassau Guardian Holiday Gift Guide.
Hey, man. Long time.
Girl, what going on? I hear women in Bahamas can't pass on citizenship to them own children.
We had one jokey government halfway try to change it with a referendum in 2016, and two administrations since then ain't even bother.
I shock you going back to live like that. What are you supposed to do with your own children if they ain't Bahamian?
Suffer. Luckily, Equality Bahamas been working on this issue, and I hear they ramping up for a full campaign.
Good. Y'all need action. The Bahamas like to play top class, but have all these old issues that the rest of the region done deal with a long time.
You right. We gotta get it together. Let me go online right now and tell my people share tiny.cc/nationality. We need the same rights as men to pass on citizenship to our children.
Yeah, get on our level.
Pinder is carrying a new line of tile. The Sky series of porcelain comes in four colors: Sky Noir, Sky Azure, Sky Gris, and this one, Sky Glass. In this particular tile, I think you'll find coin gray, silver gray, cloud gray, and gray. All of these are seamlessly blended to make the Sky Glass one beautiful tile. The Sky series of porcelain comes in two formats, 24 by 24 at $530 a square foot and 12 by 24 at $525 a square foot.
Get ready to indulge in the freshest seafood in town. The Seafood Bistro is now open at East Street South Super Value Plaza. From juicy lobster tails to crispy conch and delicious snapper, our menu has something for everyone. Don't miss out on our irresistible flavors that will leave you craving more.
Yeah, let's taste good, eh?
Visit us today at East Street South Super Value Plaza.
And let us take your taste buds on an unforgettable journey.
For more information, call 1-242-802-8800.
Hey, man. Long time.
Girl, what going on? I hear women in Bahamas can't pass on citizenship to them own children.
We had one jokey government halfway try to change it with a referendum in 2016, and two administrations since then ain't even bother.
I shocked you going back to live like that. What are you supposed to do with your own children if they ain't Bahamian?
Suffer. Luckily, Equality Bahamas been working on this issue, and I hear they ramping up for a full campaign.
Good. Y'all need action. The Bahamas like to play top class, but have all these old issues that the rest of the region done deal with a long time.
You right. We got to get it together. Let me go online right now and tell my people share tiny.cc/nationality. We need the same rights as men to pass on citizenship to our children.
Yeah, get on our level.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good morning, and welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green. Okay, we got a few minutes left and lots of headlines to run through. Producer, I see this caller on the line. Let's go to the phone line quickly. Good morning, caller. Call again, caller, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720, toll-free for Family Island listeners. Text line 422-GR96. I got a text here that says, Lady Green, the minister say that Officer Invisible had plenty stress problems? Question mark, question mark, question mark. That's what it appears the minister said. Okay, if we look at today's Guardian, the top headline, PLP makes ready for next election. Fortunately, there's a headline right below it that says party prepares for candidate selection. Good, because you make ready for the next election by focusing on government programs, systems, and policies. That's how you're going to prepare, make ready for the next election. Perhaps you have not been paying attention to the news, but here are a few headlines that should suggest to you the areas in which you need to focus your attention to be ready for the next election. For instance, here's a story in today's business section. Morton Salt may be down for months. Plant was damaged during Hurricane Oscar. Morton Salt may take a, quote, couple of months, close quotes, before they can have harvestable salt after Hurricane Oscar set the plant back. Morton Salt General Manager Jesus Rodriguez said, maybe he pronounces it Jesus, I'm not sure. Rodriguez said that the plant has been down since Hurricane Oscar swept through the islands on October 20th, leaving the crystallizers flooded and unable to dry out the salt. Sorry, caller, call back, you only flashing for 3 seconds. Call back for more. Now, I think that we have, of course, forgotten the Family Islands, even though we have a ministry portfolio now, which is focused on Family Island affairs. But have you all forgotten we live in a hurricane zone? And that infrastructure, public and private, may be destroyed to the point where the state would be required to pick up some of the slack or capture those affected by job losses in a Social Security net. It is now November the 11th. That's 10, 11 plus 11, that's 22 days since Oscar swept through. Do you not have a plan, government? Well, as you're readying for the next election, perhaps you should have a plan for temporary employment, temporary support. What are your communications with the Modern Salt Company to ensure that they can be up and running as quickly as possible to return the residents of Inagua to employment? Here's another story that I'm sure the government has not been thinking about, or the issues connected. Rattlesnake sighting in Eleuthera has authorities working to protect island. A rare sighting of a diamondback rattlesnake on Harbor Island, Eleuthera, has triggered long-term environmental monitoring as experts warn of the risks posed by the venomous non-native species. Authorities are intensifying efforts to safeguard residents and protect the island's fragile ecosystem. The ecosystem is so fragile. Oh boy, producer, something going on with the phone line? That light, that ring for 3 seconds, if 2 seconds max. Keep trying. The numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720. See, the residents of Eleuthera, which is challenging Andrus as the breadbasket island of the archipelago, is already plagued with raccoons. Let's go to the phone line right away. Good morning, caller. Turn your radio down.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. What do you do if you have a complaint, right?
Uh-huh.
Of abuse of police officers? Where do you go?
You're supposed to go to the corruptions and complaints unit.
Okay. I'll just give you a 2 minutes of an incident that happened. I'll say alleged. I know it happened, but I'll say alleged, I guess.
Right, because it's kind of, it's hearsay.
And all that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, a few months ago, a family member of mine, right, was driving his car. He drove the car with no headlights, right? He only had on his fog lights.
Uh-huh.
Right? They stopped him, right?
Mm-hmm.
After hearing his accent, I realized that he is actually a foreigner, right?
Uh-huh.
They tell him, I guess they could fan him, that
this is the story. This is the story as he related it to you.
Yes.
Right. So
allegedly,
right?
Now, they told him, they asked him where he lived. He didn't live far, so he rented a house, right?
Uh-huh.
They followed him in the house, right?
So,
they followed him. They followed him.
Did they permit him to leave the scene? Ah, we lost that caller. Okay, so here's what I say to people calling coming right now. First thing you do, find a lawyer. Find a lawyer. Talk through what happened with the lawyer so you know how best to present it to the Complaints and Corruptions Unit. That's where I would start. It also helps you to document your engagement with the unit. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You gone? Let's go to the next. Oh, I'm sorry, producer. Good morning, caller.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Turn your radio down.
I'm back.
Okay.
So what happened was, hello?
Hi, you're right. What allegedly happened?
They followed him home, right?
But why did they follow him home?
Because they told him, for him not to be arrested, he'd have to give them $500.
Allegedly. Okay, I got you.
So they followed him home. Aaron, I want you to hear what happened, and it pissed me off, right?
Okay, here's what to do. Give the producer your number.
Okay.
Let me call you after the show.
Okay.
And you could tell me. I tell you why, because we don't want to do anything that would pervert the course of justice for the person whose story you're relaying to us.
Okay.
All right? Well, okay. You brought it to public's attention. Producer, take this caller's number, please. And then,
very good.
Absolutely.
Very good.
All right. Caller, I lost you in 3 seconds. That's the one you want to talk to, producer. Okay. Wow, that's a lot of story. Yeah, see, so Family Island Affairs, the import of goods to the Family Islands may include animal and plant species that are invasive to the Bahamas and may wreak havoc and completely destroy our bread basket. I know we don't consider at the state level. I mean, there are actors who do, but at the policymaking level, are these things taken into consideration? And do you understand that that's what you need to be doing to be making ready for the next election? That's what you need to do. Producer, we're all out of time. Callers, I got one last text. Aaron, the shakedown the caller described has been allegedly happening to illegal immigrants for decades. Yes, I know. And not just by police officers either, allegedly. Aaron, tell that caller about the alleged police extortion that he can reach out to me at this number. Okay, I will take the number down. Texter, and thank you very much. I can't read it out loud, but I will take a look at it. Producer, we all out of time. Ready to go. Guardian Radio, AM and CA Newry is up next. We have time to take this last caller? No, I'm so sorry, caller. Because it's Valley Boys Day. You guys, we're getting ready for the big news tomorrow or tonight. You know how the TV news like to go. They like to jump the gun on us. But that's okay. We'll have it in the news tomorrow morning. Stay tuned. Guardian Radio AM with CA Newry is up next.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.